This is KUOW's The Record. Congratulations to @RealDonaldTrump. I, for one, give him my most open mind and wish him great success in his service to the country. That is what Amazon CEO and Washington Post owner Jeff Bezos tweeted this morning. It's the first friendly gesture after an election season in which Bezos offered to launch Trump to the moon. Trump had threatened higher taxes for Amazon and banned Washington Post reporters from his campaign events. GeekWire co-founder Todd Bishop follows Amazon's fortunes. Todd, will you give us the background here? Why the Trump-Amazon bad blood?
It started, it seems, with the Washington Post's tough but from the outside, fair reporting on Donald Trump. In a series of stories, the Post examined the candidate Trump, and Trump was not happy with that. And then during a series of appearances, Trump drew connections between Jeff Bezos and the Post. And obviously, Jeff Bezos owns the Post.
But, not Amazon, but Bezos
right,
personally.
Bezos personally. But Trump alleged that Bezos purchased the Post for the purpose of political influence, for the primary reason of keeping lawmakers away from Amazon in terms of taxes, antitrust, and
meaning what? The Post would use its editorial voice to tell me how does
that
go?
If a legislator is considering a piece of legislation that might impact Amazon negatively and Amazon's lobbyists are lobbying against it, they might say, well, what would the Washington Post do on this the front? And, you know, Jeff Bezos could wield his influence to influence public opinion about perhaps the lead author of that legislation. I mean, that's just one very practical impact.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, Trump alleges that Bezos primarily owns the Post for clout, which, of course, Jeff Bezos disputes. In a lot of ways, he, I think, looked at the Post acquisition as a chance to innovate in a new area, a chance to provide back to the world through perhaps keeping journalism alive and helping the Post leaders find a new economic model.
Is there any evidence that Bezos has been using the Post to trump at Amazon or be political in some way that's special from other papers?
It doesn't seem so. It seems that the Post is, you know, obviously they've been aggressive in their coverage of Trump, but at the same time, so have many other publications. That said, there was a call him out from the Washington Post, one of their commentators today, saying that, you know, journalists need to, you know, get their backbones straight now and really be strong against a Trump administration in terms of objective reporting on it.
Yeah, that's interesting because in general, Trump has talked about being more aggressive against, like, allowing for lawsuits against journalists whose coverage he doesn't like. There's a big history here.
Absolutely. And if you look at the impact of the Trump administration, the potential impact on Amazon, it actually gets really interesting.
Yeah, let's talk about
yeah.
that. Amazon's a big job creator. What is at stake for Amazon in Seattle in this feud?
The biggest thing right now is Trump's policies on trade and tariffs. If you think about Amazon as a business and all the stuff that is sold in the Everything Store, also known as Amazon.com, they are importing huge amounts of products. And if Trump, in an act of protectionism, puts tariffs on those products coming in, that could have a devastating, potentially, impact on Amazon's business.
And that's separate from any personal feud. That's just a matter of Trump's trade policies might not be good for Amazon.
Absolutely. That would be something that Amazon would be somewhat fearful of, I would imagine. And I think that's part, it's potentially part of what the overall picture that is making Jeff Bezos be somewhat pragmatic in that tweet this morning, which, you know, you've seen a lot of tech leaders do the same thing, where it's like, well, okay, we got to deal with this guy, so let's make the best of it.
What kind of response has Bezos been getting from other tech people and others online?
Since his tweet was largely in line with what other tech leaders have been doing, Tim Cook, Microsoft, all those folks, it seems like he's getting a bit of a pass in terms of acknowledging that you know, it is a Trump presidency. I mean, Hillary Clinton said, hey, we've got to work with this person. Barack Obama, the same thing.
Right.
So it's very much along those lines.
Any more thoughts on any Seattle economy ripple effect?
Well, the other question is antitrust. And if Trump goes after Bezos and Amazon on the issue of antitrust, you know, that is something that could dampen their business if suddenly Amazon's market power is questioned, and the question of whether they're unfairly or illegally wielding that market power, which is the heart of antitrust issues. You know, you look at what happened to Microsoft. Microsoft was gone after by the U.S. government, and, you know, right, whether or not you can trace it back as a direct cause and effect relationship, Microsoft struggled in those following years. And so if the government goes after Amazon in a similar way, you could see long term that having an impact on Amazon's growth.
How strong is the antitrust argument in the case of Amazon's power?
So it's not enough for a company to have a monopoly. They have to be abusing that monopoly to have antitrust charges against them.
Using it to control prices favorable to them?
Prices, or to move into adjacent markets and do that in an unfair way where they're using their clout in the other market, their clout in the other market to get into that. It's a complicated and tough case. I think Trump has a lot of other things on his plate. I mean, he's got to build the wall first, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, it's interesting because otherwise you would look at a Republican administration and say, hey, oh, they're going to be somewhat lax. And in part, you've seen some biotech stocks do better because of the potentially more relaxed regulatory environment following the Trump win. And so it's this weird cocktail of Republican philosophy and personal interests. And then you get into the tax issue with Amazon, and, you know, Trump is questioning whether they're paying enough taxes. And
yes,
that's kind of the height of irony at that
yes.
point from someone who clearly worked the system to minimize his taxes or potentially not pay any over a period of a couple decades. So I think the biggest risk here is the complete wild card and the difference between Trump the candidate and Trump the president. And the question is, what can he actually accomplish in office?
And what will he make his priorities? It's hard
exactly.
to tell. Finally, we have a minute left or so. What else in the tech world are you watching in relation to the president-elect? Anything we didn't cover?
Well, I'm actually fascinated with the backlash against social media on this whole issue and Facebook's algorithm and the question of whether the echo chamber, the bubble that many of us were in, was exacerbated by the fact that Facebook shows you things that you like just by its nature. That is what their algorithm does. And my big question going forward will be, are companies going to start looking at that artificial intelligence and a lot of those algorithms that are presenting information to us and say, hey, is there a better way to do this? Can we do something that will avoid essentially reassuring people about their views? Because when you're reassured about your views, you don't see the rest of the world and you're not spurred into action.
Let's do an entire interview just about that. That's
Absolutely.
Really interesting. Okay,
yeah.
We're talking with Todd Bishop, co-founder of GeekWire, who joins us regularly, and we're glad of it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
KUOW's The Record.